There's something about coming to the Lord's table. It fulfills every desire. Like, the presence of God is here. And, it's like altar calls are built right into communion. Salvation built right into communion. The true life of God is found in communion. And I encourage you, church, don't wait for the corporate communion only to commune with God and receive from Him. But as I was receiving communion and the questions were being brought forth, what is your faith attaching to in the body of Christ? What is your faith attaching to in the blood? And I thought to myself, yeah, I've received the Lord, but there's a continual inflow of the Lord in our lives. And we must be mindful that to never lose sight of the need for Christ in us. Never lose sight of coming to the table. Never thinking you've received it all. Or you've got there and maybe you've partaken and you ate of the table. I want to encourage you, don't leave the table. Don't never leave the table. What I mean by that is, you say, well, I received of the Lord today. Well, His protection is for the next moment of the day. So never leave the table when you get a touch from the Lord. Stay connected to the table. Amen. And you'll realize that the table will supernaturally come to life for the next need that you have. Amen. All of a sudden there may be dessert on the table. All of a sudden there may be just your healing on the table. Or the removal of a lie in your life. And as the Lord just started ministering me, and still is, and I'm in that place of being at God's table, and I'm like, Lord, I need to minister today to the congregation, but I'm having my table experience. Amen. I cannot explain it except for I'm having a party with God in my spirit right now, yet I'm Yes. Yes, Lord. You'll understand when you come to the Lord's table and you get to the place where you drink at the table. And dare I say it, it'd be like a bar, but it's like the wine of heaven is at the table. The Spirit of God is at the table, and you drink of that, and it not only changes your physical, it not only changes your mental, but your spirit man just becomes enveloped in what the Lord is pouring out, and it's exactly what you have need of. And I'm trying to get to our offering message, and I can't. I'm struggling. I'm literally struggling in and trying to, I'm not having problems. This isn't a problem, church. This is a good thing. It's really, really good. If you don't understand the things of the Spirit, if you don't understand the Holy Ghost, this is what He does. This is the place of the believer's life that you desire to be at. And you desire to stay in, because the cares of this life are washed away. The burden, the stresses, the worry. And you say, well, Pastor, you have a sermon to give. Yeah, the Lord knows I have a sermon to give. And the Lord's going to give me what I need to give you today. And it just so happens He wants you to drink. It just so happens He wants you to just stay at His table. Well, that's not the title of the message, Pastor. It doesn't have to be. Why do we put titles on things? God knows what you need more than you know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive of the Lord. Just receive of the Lord. As it was brought up about the bank, that spoke to my spirit. We've heard banquet table. Come to the table of the Lord, the table of remembrance. But come to the bank. There's two things you do at the bank. You withdraw from the bank, but you also deposit at the bank. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, well, what can I bring to the table? You. The very present you is what you bring as a child of God. You come to the table and you receive everything that you have need of, but it's out of that receiving what you have need of that you desire to give back to God. You desire to sow right back in to what the Lord is doing. And it gives you a desire not just to sow financially into the kingdom, but to sow into other people, to sow into your neighbor, to share the gospel with people. It all comes out of the table. It all comes forth by you entering into the table and dining with the Lord. Then when you come out of that, you want to deposit what you receive from the table to every single person that you come in contact with. Hallelujah. So when you drink at the table, you want other people to drink at his table. When you receive dessert, when you receive healing, you want to tell others. That's your testimony. Your testimony comes out of your table experience. Ha! Glory to God. Glory. If you're thinking, I haven't had a table experience, that's where you need to go. Don't worry about anything else. Don't go chasing any ministry. Don't go chasing any famous book or prophet. Go chase Jesus. Go find his table. Amen. And we did today. We had church today. You say, well, you didn't preach as a seat. I don't have to. The table is, I can't give you what you need. I'm only a shepherd to help guide you into the place to eat at the table. The shepherd doesn't walk around, and I know we're online, God bless you. He doesn't walk around and pull the grass and shove it in the sheep's mouth. Does he? No. No, he doesn't. The sheep, he gives them pasture to feed at the sheep's table. He gives them nice, Pastor Tim, he gave the luscious ground. He gave the pasture to you. And what does faith do? Faith opens up your mouth and chomps down on the grass and says, that's good. I need some of that. And what do? You want to eat some more. You get hungry for it. And you get so hungry for the things of God, you don't want the things of the world. They go by the wayside as you eat at the table of the Lord. Amen. And you, no one understands this till they eat themselves. You do not understand the nourishment of what's at the table unless you have partaken of the table yourself. Do not try to live off of your parents' table. Oh man, that can go natural too. Don't try to weasel your way into your neighbor's table. Don't steal from somebody else's table and call it your faith. No, you step into that place and you partake yourself of the table of God. I'm trying to do offering here. Amen. But as I got to the place of the bank, there's deposits and there's withdrawals. There's deposits and there's withdrawals. And there's an interaction with God where he deposits his spirit into you. He deposits his life into you. He deposits these things. And there's nothing more you want to do than give back to God. When you feast at heaven's table, all you want to do is stay in that place and have everybody else receive the same thing that you're receiving. Amen. You want your kids to receive what you receive from the Lord and more. You want your neighbor to receive. So how does that operate with finances? Man, faith operates both ways. Faith steps in and receives from the Lord, but faith also gives to the Lord. And that's what we're going to do with the offering this morning is this is going to be our opportunity to give to God based off of what he has given to us. And guess what he gave to you? Everything. So you cannot outgive God. You cannot outgive what God has done. He laid everything down for you to give you eternal life. What better gift? You say, what's at the table? Eternal life is at the table. The life-giving power of God is at the table. Amen. And when you receive that, you just want to give towards it. I don't have a scripture. It's under the presence of God. I don't have a scripture. I do have a scripture for the offering, but it's not. It's another day. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. It's out of this presence that God's impressing on your spirit what it is that he'd have you give today. It's out of your love that you've received from God that you would love to give to God. You want to see what he's doing here explode and expand. If you believe in what is taking place here and what you're feeling in your spirit here, ask the Lord what he'd have you give. Ask him what he'd have you give. If you need an offering envelope, they're around online. I know you don't have offering envelopes, but we have many ways to give. You can do snail mail. You can give a check and mail it. You can give Venmo at NFC, NFC Give. You can text it. You can go online to the way. There's so many ways to give. But ask the Lord what he'd have you give. But when you ask the Lord what he'd have you give, the next step is do what he tells you to do. Do what he tells you to do. Now there's tithes and there's offerings, and they're totally different. A tithe is 10%. As Pastor Lacey talked last week, a tithe is protection. That's based off of what you received in. That's 10% of what your increase was through paycheck or whatever. 10%. That's protection. But an offering, that's as the Spirit leads you. That's for production. That's future. That's sowing, believing God for an increase in an area. And as you increase, you tithe more. Amen. And you're protected. You understand what I'm saying? As you increase, you tithe more. As you sow more, you reap more. You cannot mess up with God. Hallelujah. Come to the bank. Come to the bank. There'll be a time financially when you come to the bank and you don't need from God. God's got everything covered. He's supplied all of your needs. You just come to the bank because you want to withdraw from it and you want to just bless people. Amen. You just want to be a blessing to people. You have the spirit of giving on you. You have mercy on you. And you just want to just sow into people's lives. Your life doesn't become what you can get. Your life becomes what you give. Amen. Your giving produces who you are. Your giving produces who you are. Hallelujah. Are you ready to give this morning? Amen. Amen. Well, one person's ready to give. Praise God. Amen. I guess I got to keep preaching. Now, purpose in your heart. Come to the table. Ask the Lord what he'd have you give. And be obedient to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ushers, if you want to stand, get ready. Glory to God. Just hold off. Don't go yet, though. Just hold off. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord what he'd have you give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everything's by faith in the kingdom of God. Operates by faith. The woman was healed, pressed in. Believe God. What are you believing for? What are you believing for? Hallelujah. Sow into that. Believe God, when you put that offering in that plate, believe God for production to come out of it, for a harvest to come. Glory to God. Because what you're doing is you're depositing in the creator of heaven and earth. And you're putting a demand on all of heaven to come and be a part of your life. And make himself known in your life. Ask the Lord, what he'd have you give? And be faithful to give it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, ushers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you're good. Lord, you're good. Whew. Jesus. Oh, man. What a mighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to join our faith together. We're going to believe God together for a supernatural move of God. Hallelujah. The bank of heaven's open. The bank of heaven is open. The windows of heaven are open for you. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Jesus. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that in this place we're able to give out of the natural into the bank of the supernatural. And that giving, that offering turns and multiplies into a supernatural seed, an incorruptible seed that can go forth from this day forward and produce an eternal harvest continually, exponentially from this day forward. Oh, glory to God. Father, I thank you that we're entering into the supernatural. We're entering into a place that the enemy cannot touch, cannot hold back, and cannot limit what God wants to do. Whew! Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for a supernatural God that's going to do a supernatural work in a supernatural church that only He can do. And we're here today thanking Him for it. Believing God for increase. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. Every yoke broken in Jesus' name. There is no lack. Oh, Shamabashileki. No lack in Jesus' name. No lack in Jesus' name in this church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No begging for bread because the table is full. Hallelujah. No begging for bread. Hasha, brother. This church will not be moved by the natural. We'll walk in the Spirit. We'll be led by the Spirit. Whoo. Shada kidishe. And we'll be carried by the Spirit from this life to the next. Glory to God. Until that day comes, there shall be no lack. In Jesus' mighty name. And if you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whew. Glory to God. If you're not catching that something. God is so good. Jesus. I'm trying. Hallelujah. I just want to tell those online, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm very good. I'm actually telling myself that by faith. Jeez, I'm telling you, man, you drink and you can't. Mm. They're not drunk as you suppose, Peter said. What does that mean? That means you can get so drunk off the wine of heaven that you're unable to physically handle what's going on in the natural. They look the same as someone that was drunk in the natural. You say, how? That should not, everything in church needs to be formal, needs to be said just perfectly in order. Don't you think the Holy Spirit knows what perfectly and in order is? And it just so happens, He may need to get you to a place of out of your own self and out of your own head that He can make your life more perfect than what it is. Where you don't care about what's taking place. Where you get to a place where the anointing of heaven is so strong that the bills that are weighing on you don't really matter anymore. Because He's getting you over into a place of faith that when you look back at it, you laugh and you say, "Ha, you foul devil. You're not going to have my family. You're not going to have my finances. My trust and my hope is in you." And sometimes you got to get to a place where the Spirit takes you where that isn't a concern anymore. To where you don't even have a concern anymore. Your only concern is like, I want to be at God's table. I want to live at His table. This is a wonderful day. Jesus. This is a week. You say, "Preach, Pastor." I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm looking at my Bible. I'm looking at my notes. And they're blurry. Jesus. It's like you pray for this. You believe God for services like this. Whew. Jesus. Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whatever you want. You're breaking through. Title of my message is "You're Breaking Through." I'm there. I didn't even have to preach my sermon to get breakthrough. See? Hey, I am there. My sermon came to pass, and I never preached a word of it. Your breakthrough is here. Your breakthrough is right here, church. It's in the presence of God. It's your breakthrough. It's you pressing into God by faith and saying, "I want it more than what I see in the natural." There's your breakthrough. Coming to the end of yourself. Coming to the end of yourself is where breakthrough begins. If you take breakthrough and you cut that word in half, you have to break something to get through to get to somewhere else. But you have to see that what you want is over here, not what you have. Because if you stay at a place of "I'm content with what I have," you'll never break that to get through to what's better. They never entered the promised land till they broke off the lie of just being content where they were. And they were so messed up, they wanted to go back into bondage. That's not breakthrough. That's not breakthrough. If you're a business person, breakthrough is not going back and working for somebody. Breakthrough is your business working for you where you don't even have to work. You see the difference? You looking for a house or looking for property. Ha! Breakthrough is the property coming into your hands without the effort of you having to work for it. That's faith. That's breakthrough. You got to break the mindset of the arm of your flesh in your ability trying to make it happen. You know, when you're drunk, and I've been drunk in the natural, and I've been drunk in the spirit. And I'm telling you, you don't care about anything. That's the place you have to be to break off the lie of the enemy. That's literally where you need to be. Just so happens in the natural, when you get drunk, you still got all the same problems you had before. You're just later on down the line dealing with them even worse. Same thing with sin. When you break sin off, ha, eternal life and freedom come. Think about it, church. Breakthrough. Your breakthrough is today. Amen. Your breakthrough is today. It doesn't matter what the area is. You can say, well, it's this, this, this. I don't care. You can write a line a mile long. The way to get your breakthrough, no matter if it's a mile long, is in one place. And it's at the banquet table. Yeah. It's before the feet of Jesus is the only place you're going to get true breakthrough. You can try to buy your breakthrough. You can try to speak your breakthrough in some way. You can try to rub shoulders with somebody to try to get breakthrough. You will not get breakthrough till you find Jesus Christ. That's where every time you have to go to where Jesus is, and that's where your breakthrough is. Every single time. Why do you think the Lord has devotion? Why do you think He says, study to show yourself approved? Do not let the word depart out of your mouth, because if the word departs, your breakthrough stops. But if the word keeps going, which it does keep going, whether you go with it or not, your breakthrough is in the word. And the word is who? Jesus. The word made flesh and dwelt among us. So here you have it. God's given us prayer. He's given us praise. He's given us worship. He's given us a body for breakthrough. All of it is for breakthrough. Your life is a life of breakthrough if you want it to be. And the only thing that can stop your breakthrough is you. Because at what the world and majority of the church blame their lack of breakthrough, they blame it on the enemy. But if they really understood it, what the word says, the enemy has no power to stop your breakthrough. Your fear stops your breakthrough. Your doubt stops your breakthrough. That's why being drunk in the Spirit is so wonderful. Because you don't have any fear, you don't have any doubt, you don't have any worry, you don't have a care in the world. And that's where you get your breakthrough. And people are like, I don't want that Holy Spirit. I don't want that joy. Joy is a wonderful thing. Joy is a great place to be. Amen. Because you're just in a place of breakthrough. You're in the place of through. Amen. Because you broke the heaviness. I'm going to show you today, you can get breakthrough, and it can be a life of breakthrough. See, people are waiting for their next breakthrough. I want to tell you, you can live in a life of breakthrough. Just like you can live divine health. Just like you can live a sinless life. I'm not saying things don't try to attack you. I'm not saying there's not a struggle, there's not temptation, they're not trying. All those things are Bible. But they can't touch your heart when your heart is set on the Lord. If you missed that message last week, go listen to it. Set your heart on breakthrough and you'll live breakthrough. Breakthrough. Here's a definition for you. A sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. Now that's online, so that's not real spiritual, but it is spiritual. Because when you apply the Spirit to that, a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. When I break that down, the first one, sudden. Breakthrough can be very quick. Don't limit the quickness of a breakthrough. Don't judge a breakthrough. Don't judge somebody else's breakthrough. Because they can go from an alcoholic to non-alcoholic like that, by the Spirit of God. That's a quick breakthrough, isn't it? Instantly. Your salvation, that quick was a breakthrough. The church being raptured, breaking this worldly realm and entering heaven. Don't limit God from His breakthrough. Don't put a time frame on a breakthrough. See, what fear does is, I'll get a breakthrough one day. That's not faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you pray, when I lay hands on somebody, I'm believing when my hand touches their body, and I don't lay hands like that, but when my hand touches their body, that breakthrough is started right then. Faith is contact. Boom. Instant breakthrough starts taking place. Once you pray, breakthrough starts taking place. It suddenly starts happening. Amen. That's breakthrough. A sudden. It can be quick. Doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out thing. See, man puts time on breakthrough. God doesn't put a time on breakthrough. Every breakthrough with God happens at that, right at that moment that the Lord manifests himself. That's why the presence of God is so powerful. When the presence of God comes on somebody, all of a sudden the breakthrough's in the atmosphere. Where the presence of God is breakthrough. I want to be under the spout where the glory comes out. Guess what? If you're under the spout, you're getting it. But you get out away from the spout where the glory's coming out, you don't get the breakthrough. It takes an effort to stay under the spout. And it's called faith. Because the spout is wherever faith is released. Come on. It doesn't have to be under one ministry. It doesn't have to be in one church. It doesn't have to be in one nation. It doesn't have to be in one person. You hear what I'm saying? You can have the spout at your house if you're willing to turn that thing on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The anointing, it's the manifest presence of God. The anointing is no respecter of person. The anointing is a respecter of faith. Where the Lord is allowed, the Spirit of the Lord rules and reigns and flows very freely. So breakthrough is based off of the presence of God. So wherever the presence of God is, we need to understand to come to the table and be a part of the presence of God. That's where it's at. So if you set God's table at your house, breakthrough is at your house. If you set God's table on your heart, breakthrough is who you are. You are breaking through. The enemy cannot stop breakthrough. He cannot stop the presence of God. He cannot stop the anointing of God. Only we can. So breakthrough is sudden. It's dramatic. It can be big. It can be life-altering. It can be extreme. Or it can be rare even. The Lord could go through 1,000 people and one out of those thousands gets breakthrough. That's rare. And people look at it like, I don't know. I don't know if that's really God or not. Well, that person knows it's God. And it may be rare to everybody else. What I'm experiencing up here, what you're experiencing with the presence of God and the Holy Spirit, it may be rare to a lot of churches and a lot of denominations. Does it make it not God? Absolutely not. What makes tongues odd to people is because they don't understand it. They haven't been taught on it, or they've been taught differently on it. But those that have it, whew, it's breakthrough. It's breakthrough, and it's rare for a lot of people in this area. But that doesn't mean it's not God. Healing, same thing. Divine healing. Whew, anointing with oil. Laying hands on the sick. What you believe is what. How close to the table you are and how much you're going to receive. You can get so close to the table, everything just starts pouring on you. Come on. Amen. Like you're like right at the table, so you're receiving everything that's coming off the table. But the person that believes certain things backs themselves away from the table. You understand what I'm saying? To the point where they can't even smell what's at the table because they're so far away. But man, when you smell the presence of God, when you feel the presence, when you know that you know God's there, you run to that. You're attracted to it. Amen. It's been said by one of our pastors quite often. There's no high like the Most High. And when you get a hold of that, you don't want any other high. You don't want anything else. Everything else is imitation. I'm telling you, when I was growing up, I don't know why I'm sharing this. When I was growing up, it was Golden Corral or Sizzler, some of those buffets. And I loved to eat that imitation lobster or crab meat, that red stuff. It looked like rubber. Right? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, it tasted pretty good. That's the fakest stuff out there. It was imitation. And guess what? It was unhealthy. All right? And some of you are like, stop talking about that. You're convicting me. I'm just saying that there's imitation presents, there's imitation tables that may look good, may even taste good, but you need the real thing. Amen. You need God's real presence to get real breakthrough. Breakthrough comes when the presence of God is there. It's important. It's vital. It's of utmost importance. So your breakthrough, no matter what anybody else wants to say about it, is very important to you. Because what you deal with personally is big in your eyes. So never diminish and never limit your breakthrough based off of what somebody else thinks. So what you're going through is big to you. Come on. It's big to you. So don't allow somebody else to say, well, that's not that important. No, it's important to you. It's important to you. No matter what it is, it could be your marriage. A lot of people outside of the church, marriage is not that big a deal to them. But to you, you're going to fight for your marriage. You're going to fight for your children. Amen. Because it's big to you. It's important. What God makes important should be important to you. Family is one of those things. Covenant is vital to God. Amen. Your tithes and your offering are important. The world doesn't think that's important. But it's important to you. Because you know that's where your breakthrough is. Amen. So don't let other people... I feel it in the presence here this morning. Don't believe the lie of what's being portrayed about what's important and not important in your life. It's between you and the Lord what's important and what's not important. Fight for what's important to you. Fight for it. Fight for it. I fight for breakthrough. What do I fight? I'm fighting my mind. I'm fighting my thoughts. Oh, is it that important? Yes, it's that important. If it's important to God, it's important to me. Soul winning is important to me. Whether anybody else thinks it's important to you, it's important to me. He who wins souls is wise. It's vitally important to me because I know what the scripture says about those that win souls. How beautiful are the feet to those that share the gospel. It's an important thing. Amen. People's deliverance is important to me. People's healing is important to me. Because I've received breakthrough in that area by the presence and the power of God, and I want others to receive it. It's important. And it's a discovery or it's a development. So it's revealing in nature. It may be unknown to you prior to, but then revelation comes and it manifests itself and you're like, wow, is this really God? Your salvation worked that way, didn't it? One day you didn't know the Lord, then you found out about the Lord, then you asked Him into your heart, and then a suddenly took place. Whew! A suddenly took place. A dramatic, life-changing experience where you broke through darkness and entered into the light. Where you broke through the kingdom of this world and entered the kingdom of heaven. Suddenly, a dramatic shift from death to life took place in you. And other people be like, I don't believe in that stuff. I don't care what you believe. My eternal destiny just got sealed. Not today, but it happened years ago. But if it were that day, that is the most important thing to me now. From that day forward, that's the most important thing to me. It's my eternal life. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. But based, you know, from that point, I'm realizing that there's many, many areas, many, many things set on the table for that the Lord has for me. In this life that I want to receive. Come on, church. You got to get a hold of this. Your Christian life is way more than just eternity. Your Christian life is day-to-day sanctification, living for the Lord, pressing into God and partaking of His table. And breaking through the lies of the enemy. Breaking through. Breaking through. Breaking off a lie and receiving truth. Every time something happens in my life where I believe something, then I got revelation. I heard preaching. I heard teaching. The Spirit of the Lord came upon me. He revealed Scripture to me. I grabbed a hold of it, and I got the freedom in it. And I look back, and I was like, man, I wish that happened sooner. But I don't get caught up on when it happened. I get caught up on that it happened. So never think it's too late for a suddenly to take place and a life-altering thing in a good way to happen in your life. Or to someone that people write off, your neighbor, some family member. There's a suddenly that's getting ready to happen. Hallelujah. Because God's table is full of blessing. It's full of provision for your neighbor, for your family, for your marriage, for your children. I'm telling you, some of you guys have been believing God for a long time for certain people. Breakthrough. The presence of God is ripe for a harvest. The field is white under harvest, the Bible says. That means the kernel or the seed in the wheat is in perfect moisture, perfect maturity for a harvest. And the Spirit of the Lord is blowing across, receiving the harvest. Amen. And He's using each and every one of you. Amen. To bring breakthrough to others. This word breakthrough is a phenomenal thing. Hallelujah. It's something coming to an end for something else to be known. You must realize that there's more God has for you. Because you'll never desire to do better if you don't know that there is a better. You'll never want to break something off if you're happy with how it is. For instance, if you're happy with $10,000 in your bank account, and that's all you're living for is to get a savings of $10,000, when you hit that, then what do? You don't serve the Lord, you go do whatever. When the Lord moves on you, and many people get touched by the Lord, believing God for something, they get it, and then they go off because they got their one need met. But they never keep pressing into God. They never keep moving forward. And there's a whole table full of blessing for them. And they're just focused naturally on something that they have need of. And they never see the ultimate breakthrough that the Lord has for them in this life because they go for one breakthrough at a time. I'm ready to break through in many places. I'm ready for finances to break through in my life, in the church, and not just finances. I'm talking about breakthrough in many, many areas. And there's no end to it. It's eternal breakthrough. You know, people are like, I hope the church gets to this many people. Well, it's going to get to that many people. But don't stop there. Don't stop there. Don't stop there. Don't stop at the place of, I raise my kids once they move out of the house. Clean my hands of that. Gee, that was a long 18 years. I made it through. They're going to figure it out themselves from here on out. No, keep praying for them. Keep sowing into them. Keep loving them. Amen. And then you'll be able to bless your grandkids. But if you just say, well, I sweated for 18 years and I gave them all I had and now it's time for me to just enjoy my life. When people say it's time for me to enjoy my life in the flesh, they're right in a prime place of no breakthrough. When they are in their flesh, you guarantee that you're opposite the presence of God when you're in your flesh. So if your decision making for breakthrough is out of your flesh, the Lord can't help you break through because you're trying to do it yourself. You have to come to the end of yourself to receive breakthrough from God. Think about it. Ministers say this all the time. I've said it. And it's not necessarily a Bible verse. But when you realize what the world's doing, if you do the opposite, you're pretty close to the will of God. And there's not really a scripture to justify that, but if you look at situations and scenarios in your life, think about it. What's going on in the world today, if you just receive that and you go with that flow, guess what? It's not a positive, okay? We all can attest to that. But guess what the church needs to be doing? We're doing the opposite. We're coming against the grain. We're setting the standard. Amen? And same thing with finances. The world would say certain things about your finance. Make sure your IRA is tidied up. Make sure. Keep giving into the system. Keep giving into the system. Well, that's opposite. The Word of God says give unto Him. Amen. You can have an IRA. I'm not against it. But don't put it above God. Don't put it above God. Amen. So we need to realize that don't base your breakthrough off the world. That's what I want you to understand. Because faith will move the mountain. Faith will take the mountain that's before you and go, right into the sea. It didn't say you move the mountain. It didn't say get all your buddies together with their shovels and go try to move the mountain in your life. Does it? No. It says speak to the mountain. See, the spiritual has the ability. Words have power. And when you speak to the mountain, the mountain's moved into the sea. You're speaking what? The word of God. You're speaking the kingdom of God. You're speaking out of spending time at the table. And you say, my God says this about me. My God says this is my promise. And that mountain is in the way. So that mountain needs to go hitherto and go take a hike. Amen. And that's how you deal. And your breakthrough is in you speaking to the mountain. Your breakthrough is not you trying to figure out the details. You hear what you're looking at me saying, yeah, amen. Do you believe it though? Amen. Do you really? Are you getting it on the inside? That the mountain may be like this, or it may be a molehill, but it may look like a mountain to you. And that's where the church messes up. They look at people and they're like, people share, well, I'm going through this. Well, you may have conquered that mountain, so you're like, it's not that big a deal. It is a huge mountain to certain people because they've never been able to get over it or through it. So we must not judge, but we must help people understand that it doesn't matter how big or small the mountain is, the Lord's going to remove it. It's going to be cast into the sea. Amen. Your breakthrough in the natural starts when you're breaking through the Spirit. That's what you need to understand. Your breakthrough in the natural starts first in your breakthrough in the Spirit. When you get it on the inside, it's not coming to a physical buffet table. It's coming to a spiritual buffet table that you come to the Lord's table. And it's through that place that you enter in and you start dealing with the natural things that are going on in your life. The spiritual deals with the natural. The supernatural made the natural. Amen. God spoke and created the natural. When God is in you and you speak God's word, you are speaking the creative power of God into the natural. And guess what has to happen? The natural has to submit to what the Spirit of the Lord says. Because the Spirit made the natural. Amen. Does that make sense? We have the ability as children of God to speak the kingdom of God into the natural realm, and it has to submit to it. It has to. Because we are speaking the very words that created it. So what created something has the power over it. So if you create your life, you're the only one that has the power over it. But if your life is created based off of God, and you allow Him to move through you, then your life is created by God, and it's endless. It's endless. It is endless blessing. Let's look at Romans 8, 1 and 2. I want to give you three examples here. Powerful examples of things that people go through, but based off of the Word of God, you can have breakthrough. Breakthrough is faith attached to a desired place. I'll say that again. Breakthrough is faith attached to a desired place. So, Pastor Joe, if you can come up here. You're my guinea pig today. Yeah. Just stand right there so the camera can see you. Yeah, there you go. So, if my desired place is over there, to get there by faith, I need to do something to get to where Pastor Joe is. Say Pastor Joe is me after I got the breakthrough, and I'm in the place where I haven't got the breakthrough yet. What do I need to do to get there? I need to believe God. I need to go to the one, amen, that has the breakthrough, that has the answer, that has life, that has provision, that gave me the promises, and I have to go to Him to get there. But if I just try to get there without going to Him, it's all in my own power. Do you see what I'm saying here? And you all right? Okay. Well, you're me right now. Bear with me. All right. So when it comes to sin, when it comes to sickness, you can sit down. I may have you come back up. I thought I had more in my head, but it didn't quite flow yet. So breakthrough is faith attached to a desired place. So think about this. Think about peace in our lives. The world looks at peace how many different ways? The world looks at peace, financial peace, right? They look at, healing, like if they do certain things, they can have peace in that area. They look at marriage a certain way to have peace in that area. And peace is looked at differently in the world than it's looked at in the kingdom. But notice the difference of Scripture, what Scripture says about peace. Scripture says peace that passes all understanding. So if the peace of God isn't in our understanding, to get true peace from God, we can't figure things out. We have to believe God for the peace of God to come on us, and we don't have to understand it to get it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's through Him. But the world would say you have to do this, this, and this to get peace. God gives you peace, and you don't even have to figure out how to get it. It's from Him. Same thing with joy. Everybody's looking for joy. They want peace and joy in their life. And the world's doing all these little details to try to get peace and joy. But what does the Bible say? The joy of the Lord is your strength. So you literally have joy from God before you have the ability to have the strength. But the world says, I need the strength and I need to do thus, thus, and thus to get the joy. That's the world's standard. But God says, I'll give you joy before you have the strength to even figure it out. That's the blessing of God. Same thing with peace. Peace that passes all understanding. You don't have to figure it all out, church. You don't have to figure your life out and get it all in order to know what needs to be done. No, the peace of God passes all understanding. Your intellect is binding God up from blessing you. Romans 8, 1 and 2. Now, as believers, we can say this. Sin isn't mine any longer. Why? Watch this. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So what is the factor here? The factor is we receive God's word in our spirit and we're led by the Spirit. Amen. And the law of sin and death has no power any longer as long as we walk in the Spirit. As long as we walk in the Spirit. You see what? You don't have to live a day in your life condemned. You don't have to live like in judgment anymore as a child of God as long as you walk in the Spirit. As the second you walk in the flesh is the instant the condemnation comes on you. Notice that in Scripture. A lot of people deal with condemnation, judging themselves, not good enough. I'm telling you right now, when you walk in the Spirit has totally destroyed sin and death. There is no sin. You don't have to feel condemned another day in your life. That's breakthrough, church. When you understand the Spirit of God, notice in verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The Spirit of life in Christ. When you are in Christ, every area of your life that is in Christ, every area that has bowed to Jesus and has been given to Christ, sin has no power over it. Sin has zero power. So every area of your life that you can place at the altar and give to God, you can be free in. And you don't have to be condemned at all, the rest of your life. So you can literally live your life in habitual breakthrough, like nonstop breakthrough when you live a life of the Spirit. When you live in the Spirit, when you wake up and say, thank you, Holy Spirit, I'm a child of God. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice in it. And you have that. You set your heart on that. You're going to have breakthrough that day. It has to happen. But the moment you wake up and say, this is going to be a rough day. I'm tired. Guess what are you doing? You're in your flesh. Condemnation can come in. And the enemy can come in and disrupt it. And things seem tough. But you can make the decision today. I'm going to set my heart on God. And I'm going to live in breakthrough. all the days of my life. All the days of my life. And you say, well, things come up. Things can come up and they can go down. Amen? By the word of God. You don't have to worry about them. Just because something comes up doesn't mean that's the standard and you got to attach your life to it. Come on. Just because an issue comes up, just because you get a bill in the mail, that don't let the bill define you. Don't let that mountain control your life where you can't see anywhere else because that bill is like totally consuming you. I'm preaching better than you're shouting because every one of you deals with, we all deal with things. And you can make a decision, is this mountain going to dictate me, defer me, and make me live a different way? Or am I going to take this mountain and say, go to hell where you came from? Come on. And you can do that with every area. Someone can say something to you. Is that going to be your mountain? Are you going to get offended? And once you get offended, you're in your flesh. And guess what? You lose your breakthrough. You get frustrated. Then you get mad back at them. Why is that? Because you accepted the mountain. And it became hard for you. Amen. Instead of getting breakthrough, you get bound up. And there's a difference. Flesh will bind you up. But the Spirit will make you free. Which one do you want? Free. Him who the Son sets free is free indeed. What does indeed mean? Indeed means continually. Where the Son is, there's freedom. Jesus is here today. Every single one of you, there's freedom in this place. Why is that? Because Christ is here. The Spirit of God is here. When you leave here, the Spirit of God is in you. Does that mean breakthroughs in you? Absolutely. That means freedom lives in you. It dwells in you. The very presence of God, the one that brings breakthrough, lives on the inside of you. So if you, no matter what, you have a job. Say you mow grass or say you're a contractor. It doesn't matter what it is. Do not let your job dictate you. And I'm telling you, a good way to start is say, you know what? On Sundays, I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to be at church. And either my job is going to submit to what I want to do or I'm going to get a new job. Hey, that's a sharp word. And a lot of people maybe online are like, oh man, I can't believe he said that. To put that, yeah, I'm telling you, you put God first, God will bless the other. You just ask Chick-fil-A how it's working for them. They're by far the leading fast food place. By far. Working 6 days a week instead of seven. They're not open 24 hours, a lot of them. Why? Gives their people a break. They pray before they start. They believe God. They play Christian music in their restaurants. 6 days a week, doing better than every other business that's 7 days a week. How's that? The blessing of the Lord. They got breakthrough. Amen. They do what the Lord says to do, and they don't cave to what people are pushing. If a town says or a city says you're not welcome here, they say, well, that's fine. We'll go somewhere else. Because the blessing of the Lord goes with the one that's blessed. That's right. Amen. It doesn't, just because there's a bigger population here, Chick-fil-A isn't moved by that. They'll go somewhere else and people will drive out of the city and come see them. Because the blessing of God's on them. Right. Come on. You go to the restroom, and I don't have stock in Chick-fil-A. But you go to the restroom, it's clean. Amen. Because people care that work there. Because the blessing of the Lord. The whole business is blessed because from the top down, the Lord. The standard is set. Amen. The standard can be set in you too. From the top down, you fathers, top down, bam. Your family can be blessed because you make a decision. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Breakthrough. You can break through for your kids because you break through yourself. Come on. When you see this truth, sin has no power over you. Sickness, Psalms 103, 1 through 3. This is one of my favorite scriptures in the Old Testament. Sickness and disease isn't mine any longer. I do not give sickness and disease an ounce of time in my life. If something tries to come on my body, I know it's from hell, and I'm like, that is not mine. Get away from here. Even if I do something stupid and hurt myself, I still believe God. Even if I did it myself. Same thing with if you slip and you sin. You ask the Lord to come in there and heal that thing. And you get breakthrough instantly. When you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, when you confess your sin to God, God doesn't say, well, I'm going to wait about 15 days, let you suffer a little bit because of your sin, and then I'll come deliver you from it. No. He instantly takes that sin away and casts it off because he wants you to be blessed more than you want to be blessed. Amen. Think about that. He knows more about you than you think. Psalms 103, 1 through 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. That's key. Many other translations, I think New Living Translation says, praise the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Healing and sin, the word iniquities is sin. Healing and sin, if you don't forget about them, they're not in your life because you're mindful to keep your focus on the Lord. Notice what it says there. Forget not all his benefits. The benefits of God is he delivered you from your sin and he delivered you from sickness and disease. Amen. So I take that literally, church, that I'm not going to forget that benefit. If you had a benefit from working somewhere where they put a certain amount into your IRA, or they paid for your health care or something like that, would you go to work, and if something happened, you had to go to the doctor, all of a sudden you're saying, well, I forgot they've been taking that premium out of my paycheck the whole year. We'll just let it slide. No, you paid for that. It's yours. Use the benefit. Amen. Use the benefit. Hey, same thing spiritual. There's so many. Jesus died for every person, delivered them from all sin, sickness, and disease. I'm not going to forget that benefit. So when something happens in my life where I have pain in my body, I'm like, no, my benefit has already been paid for. My premium's been paid for by the blood and by his broken body. So devil, no, you're a liar. You can go to somebody else, but you're not staying in me or my house. Amen. Or this house. Amen. I pray for you guys. There's a benefit here. There's a blessing in New Freedom Church. Amen. Because we believe that. There's a blessing of the Spirit of God here because we believe that. Amen. There's healing here because we believe that. I don't forget it. Do not forget all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities or all your sins. There's no sin that the Lord... If somebody tells you, well, that sin is pretty bad, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Jesus paid for it. Jesus paid for it. It doesn't matter if it's a chronic disease. Oh, you have stage 4. I don't care if it's stage 4 or stage 24. Where does it say the benefit weakens if the diagnosis is more extreme? Doesn't. Does it? Not in my Bible, not in your Bible either, unless you wrote something in your Bible. All right, but you be careful doing that. You shouldn't be doing that because the Bible does say, do not add or take away. So I'm not going to add anything to that verse or take anything away. See, people, a lot of people say, well, you know, they try to add something or amend something. To me, it's worse to take away from it than it even is to add to it. Because when you take away the power of it. You take away the ability for it to operate. Amen? Don't take away from Scripture. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Notice there it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. The power of praise has a power of healing and deliverance in it. Amen? Put some praise music on. Put some worship music on. If you got pain in your body, start praising the Lord. A minister in Oklahoma that licensed and ordained me always said, it's like, when something comes your way, go bake a cake. Go have a party. Go celebrate Jesus and what he did. Right in the midst of it. Why? Because you're praising God and you're not forgetting his benefits. Lord, thank you for my healing. I'm going to put a healing scriptures on. I'm going to put praise music on. I'm going to dance around my house even though I don't feel like it. Because in the dancing, in the shouting is where my faith is, and that's where my breakthrough is. Amen. My breakthrough is in the freedom of worshiping God. Why do we praise and worship God in the beginning? Breakthrough. Amen. Why do we preach the word? Breakthrough. Why do we pray? Breakthrough. All those things have attributes and characteristics to breakthrough. Because you better be praising God. You better be worshiping God. Amen. You better be praying to God. Because if you're not doing it to God, you're not breaking through. All right, so if you go here and you're like, man, I'm gonna listen to my favorite country song, or I'm gonna listen to my favorite rap song, and it's just kind of build me. I just like that song. Guess what? You can like that song, you can sing it till your windows blow out, but you're not getting breakthrough. You're not getting breakthrough. Some of you are, anyway. Romans 12:2. Negative thoughts aren't mine any longer. So sin isn't mine, sickness isn't mine, and negative thoughts aren't mine. Why? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I'm telling you, there's no partial breakthrough with God. God doesn't. Amen. He moves the whole thing, and it's nice and pretty when he's done. There's no mountain there. When he heals to the uttermost. He doesn't partial heal you. Thank God he doesn't partial heal you or partial deliver you from your sin. All right? Well, he doesn't partially fix your mindset. Amen. He'll heal you of mindsets. He'll heal you from lies. But it comes from renewing your mind. Renew it. That means it was new. You just got junk in there that people told you or lied to you about, and you got to get back to when you were a child and you didn't know any better, and your faith was just released in God because you didn't have the junk of this world. That's why the little ones can come to Jesus, and they can be like, whatever, and they just receive the Spirit of God, and they're so excited, they get the joy of the Lord, and they're just so happy. Little kids are. Why? Because they don't have to renew their mind. Their mind's new. All right? Life makes your mind jammed up. All right, so you got to unjam it. And the best way to unjam it is to get in the Word of God. Yes. Amen. And you'll renew it back to its original state, and it'll be like you were living in the Garden of Eden again. Hallelujah. Guess what? Living in the garden is free. Amen. It's very freeing. Sin isn't there. Sickness wasn't there. When Jesus came, he delivered you from sin and sickness so we can live a life pleasing to God, free from sin and death. Amen. O death, where is thy sting? There's going to be no sting when I die. It's transition to heaven. Woo! From one life to the next. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I have so much more. Lord, have mercy. Oh, my. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Oh, you're so good, Lord. I'm still drinking, by the way. Still drinking. 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's why I could go on forever. I'm telling you, when do you stop? When do you stop drinking from God? You don't. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm probably going to end with this verse. Very familiar verse. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So when you receive Jesus, suddenly, dramatically, old things are passed away and all things become new. That is a spiritual transformation in your life that the enemy cannot stop that instantly happens when you accept the Lord. Amen. Guess what? Anytime you are in Christ, new things can happen and old things can go instantly. I want you to get a hold of that by the Spirit of God. Please, please get a hold of that. Don't get caught up in religion where you're trying to do something in your flesh or trying to figure out the newness of God and some fresh revelation from somebody else. Go to God. Go to God. In Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Every day I can get into the newness of God. Because when I get over into God and I focus on God, new things happen. Fresh revelation, fresh understanding, fresh freedom, deliverance in an area, mindset freedom. All those things can happen in Christ, and it can be suddenly. Breakthrough can happen suddenly because the enemy is stripped of his power, and you're infilled with heaven when you receive Jesus. It's a kingdom transition. I said it before. Amen. It's a kingdom transition from death to life. All of heaven became available the moment you ask Jesus into your heart. All of heaven. Breakthrough. I break through because Jesus has already broken through and has given me his life. That's where I want to end today. I break through. You break through because Jesus has already broken through and has given me his life. If you could turn some instrumental music on, I want you to see something. I started out saying it, that you must come to the end of yourself for breakthrough to come to pass. For breakthrough to happen, you must come to yourself. You must come to yourself. To the end of yourself. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You listen online, just bow your heads. Close your eyes wherever you are. If you're driving, don't do that. Pull over. Then you can do it. Hallelujah. There's breakthrough in here. You're breaking through by your faith. There's faith rising up. I'm speaking into areas that you thought are impossible. But the Lord's speaking into those areas right now. And it's becoming possible. That's what faith does. Faith makes the impossible become possible. It brings God on the scene. God's in the house today. Hallelujah. God's in this place today. Wherever it is that you need breakthrough, God's here for you. If it's financial, speak to that financial mountain. Tell it to go into the sea. Hallelujah. And the moment you do that, fix your eyes on Him and you'll see increase instead of a mountain. Hallelujah. By faith, I see increase. Increase in people's bank accounts, increase in their business, increase in their faith, increase in vision. Hallelujah. Increase in purpose. You may be struggling with purpose. What is my purpose? Why does God have me here? What is my purpose? You're going to find increase. He's going to show you His purpose, His will for your life. Speak to that mountain. Whatever that mountain is, speak to it. You may have a wall that just popped up in your life that's holding you back. Shout at that wall. Hallelujah. Tell that wall to come down. In Jesus' name. You're not bound any longer. The church is not bound by walls. There is no walls in the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're having trouble with vision, speak to the scales to fall off for you to see. Lord, give me vision. Thank you, Lord, for the vision that you have for my life. Remove the blinders. Remove the blinders in my life that I can see what you see, Lord. Stop thinking that it can't ever happen. Spirit of the Lord's on that. Stop thinking that it can't happen. And stop speaking that it'll never happen. All things are possible to them who believe. Hallelujah. All things are possible to those who believe. There's a lot of believers in here. There's a lot of believers online. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The blinders are coming off, church. See what the Lord sees. Speak what the Lord speaks. Focus on what the Lord focuses on. Stop being worried about mediocre worldly things. Stop watching and listening to things that aren't building you up. Stop listening to things that will never bring breakthrough. Hallelujah. My word is like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. By faith, start swinging your hammer. Start speaking the word into the situations, and they'll break in Jesus' name. So it doesn't matter if it's a mountain, it's got to go. It doesn't matter if it's a wall, it has to come down. It doesn't matter if it's a hard rock, it has to break. And it doesn't matter if it's a giant, because you can sling your rock and take him out. And then you can stand on his head and cut his head off. Jesus. Some things are so real to people that they think they're alive and they're just as dead can be. But your words are keeping them alive. Your words are keeping them alive. Slay that giant. Sling that rock by faith. Pull down that stronghold. Cast down that argument and every prideful high thing that exalts itself. Oh, church, we're coming in a day and an hour. You got to see it. You have to see the other side of the breakthrough to break through. You have to see the promise on the other side. Can you see it? Close your eyes. Bow your head. Don't look around. By the Spirit of God, you got to see. You got to see the promise. You got to see the promise. Hope. Hope is a confident expectation that something's going to happen. Do you have hope? Do you have hope for it to happen? Because when you have hope for it to happen, you anchor in that. It's an anchor to your soul. Hope is an anchor to your soul. But if you have no hope, you're not anchored in anything. And you're drifting. Don't drift. Stop drifting. Hallelujah. What are you hoping for, church? As an individual, as a husband or a wife, as a parent, what are you hoping for? Is all your thoughts in who's going to get elected next year? Is all your thoughts in inflation and bills? Are all your thoughts in whether they should build a wall or not? Come on. If that's all your thoughts are in, that's what you're anchored in. That's what your hope is in. Something man's going to do or not going to do. I break that in Jesus' name. I break that in Jesus' name. There's breakthrough for the church. You're not going backwards, church. You're going forward. You're not getting older, church. You're getting wiser. You got to see that. You're not getting sicker. You're healed. You're not going to hell. You're going to heaven. Oh, man. Heaven, church. Heaven. What's your hope in? Keep your head bowed and your eyes closed. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You got to see it with your spirit. Right now, you got to see it with your spirit. And once you see it, you attach your faith to it. And that gives substance and anchors you in that. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You limit your breakthrough if you only base it off of your physical view. You limit your breakthrough if you only base it off of your physical view. Ah, Jesus. There's a lot of people getting ready to break through. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for each and every person here. As they're meditating on you. As they're focusing on you. Hallelujah. That mountains getting smaller and smaller. That wall is coming down. Faith is rising up. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, faith is rising up. The gift of faith is in this place to believe God in the supernatural. To believe God above the natural. To believe for bigger things. To believe the promises of God are yes and amen. That they're mine. I receive them now in Jesus' name. I receive healing now in Jesus' name. I receive deliverance now in Jesus' name. I receive the love of God now in Jesus' name. I receive the joy of the Lord in Jesus' name. I receive the peace of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, I see it. Can you see it? Can you see it, church? Can you see yourself full of God's joy? Can you see yourself full of God's peace? Hallelujah. Can you see yourself walking and leaping and praising God? Hallelujah. Stand to your feet right now. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands to heaven. Those listening online, stand to your feet. Lift your hands to heaven. What are you believing for? What are you seeing? Do you see yourself free? Do you see yourself free and healed in Jesus' name? Do you see yourself victorious? Do you see yourself as a world overcomer? Hallelujah! As a child of the Most High God, as one worthy to come into the banquet and sit at the table. Do you see yourself at the table? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, church. Glory to God. Ha ha. Oh. Ha ha. Ha. Yes. 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 Just enter in by faith. You got to see yourself in that place. When you see yourself there, you know you're there. Hallelujah. If you see the mountain, you got to talk to it. You got to tell it where to go. If the mountain's in the way for seeing your victory, seeing your promise, tell it to go. Ha! If there's a snake in the way, cut its head off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's you are entering into your promised land by faith right now. You're entering in. You're entering in. You're entering. You're partaking of the table. Glory to God. You're entering in by faith. Yes, yes, Lord, healing is mine. Yes, Lord, victory is mine. Yes, Lord, the promises of are mine. They're yes and amen. Glory to God. So be it, they're mine. I receive them now. What are you believing for? Receive it by faith right now. See yourself in that place right now. You're going above. You're rising above. You're rising above. You're going forward. You're getting in the river and you're flowing with God. Don't look back. Don't look back. Oh, Shabrabadas. Enter in. Enter in. Enter in, says the Lord. Glory to God. Enter in. Enter into the peace of God, to the flow of God. Drink of His heavenly wine. Whew. Drink. Receive all that God has. Oh, yes. Yes. The altar of heaven. Entering in. At the feet of Jesus. Yes. No better place to be than in the presence of God. In the presence of God. Oh, in the presence of God. In the presence of God. Yes, yes, yes. His presence. Yes, every head bowed, every eye closed. Oh, yes. Yes, His sweet presence. If you don't know the Lord, you just enter in and say, Jesus, come in. Come into my heart. Yes, come in. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, You're delivering me from all my sin. If there's pain in your body, yes, Lord, come, come, come. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You. The pain has to go. Yes, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. 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 Break off the old. Break off the old. Break off the old. If you can't worship God, you got to break through. You got to break through. Yes, Lord, I come to worship you. Yes, Lord, I praise you as my Lord and Savior. Yes, you got to speak it. You got to say it. Oh, breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're struggling in this area, if this is hard for you, I want you to come forward. I'm going to lay my hands on you and you're going to get breakthrough. Hallelujah. You're going to get your breakthrough. You're going to get your breakthrough today. That wall's coming down today. Come forward. If you need prayer, come forward. Glory to God. Your breakthrough is here. Your breakthrough is here. It's in the presence of God. Hallelujah. There's no better place than the altar of God. You'll get your breakthrough. Yes, yes, says the Lord. You'll get your breakthrough. The gift of faith. You'll get your breakthrough. Do not leave here. Do not leave here till you get what God's word says for you. Reach out by faith and receive.